This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com. Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hour number two of the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr's running shotgun with us, of course. You there, Steve-O?
I am still here, you know, hanging in on the old, good old ground line.
Yeah, well, you got to do what you got to do, right, man?
That's right, man, and we're having a good show. We're having calls from all over the world. We're talking about very important topics, and we'll continue.
We shall. I want to get to the story on HIV/AIDS in a bit.
Okay.
I don't want to bore the listeners, though, with AIDS talk all the time. But I think it's important. I really do. So we'll get to that at some point. Tomorrow night, just a quick look ahead here. Tomorrow night we're going to have Harold Save on to talk Sandy Hook with us for a bit.
Cool.
So that ought to be good.
Yeah.
And on... Actually, tomorrow night, scratch that. Harold Save's coming on Wednesday night. Tomorrow night I have a special guest coming on that you definitely want to check out. Then on Thursday, Friday. All right, well, you'll have to stay tuned to find out what we're going to do, okay? Just stay tuned, bottom line. Let's get to a piece here, though, that I want to promote. It's from We Are Change. How to see what government agency is spying on your phone. Any idea how you can check to see what's going on, Steve, on your phone?
Well, I think you just start with the alphabets, don't you? FBI, NSA, CIA, DHS.
DEA would be the beginning, Steve, if you were going to start with the alphabet.
Really? Okay, DEA. Yeah, and there's, this story concerns DEA, or is it one of the others now? Or is it, you know, the weather organization?
NSA.
NSA, okay.
NSA, FBI, DEA.
You and I.
Anyways, how to see what the government agency is spying on your phone? There's a way to find out, and this video/audio will tell you how to do so.
Zugrodowski of WeAreChange.org. And just when you thought the government spying couldn't get more outrageous, more obvious, it does. I'm actually joined by a good friend of mine, one of the smartest people when it comes to computers. Alex Hyde of HackMiami.org and FederalJack.com. Now, Alex, can you tell us what you found out?
Yeah, basically when I was making use of my one of my prepaid Boost phones on Android, when I went to the system settings, I went to About System Settings.
And this is only on pretty much Droids you can find this out. So if you have a Droid, you should follow along.
Yeah, definitely. And go to About Phone and check the status. And then scroll down to where it shows the IP address. And check the IP address of where your phone's connecting to. Now, this is the IP address of where your phone, the first hop that your phone is connecting to.
Yeah, and for the people who are computer illiterate and don't know what an IP address is, what is it?
It's a unique string of numbers that defines where your device is talking to and communicating on the internet. It's like an address, but for your device.
All right. So basically, you can take this IP address, Steve, and you can figure out which government agencies are spying on you. It's amazing how that works.
Wow. I mean, I don't really think the government even says they know which government agencies are spying on us, but I guess that's a different story. So how does this work? Tell me how this works.
Well, it's like he said, an ISP that you can track back, and it can figure out who your phone's being connected to by. It's that simple.
Oh, interesting.
It's not rocket science. So anyways, there you go. There's a little tidbit of info for you. Steve, it's freezing cold where you are, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yeah. It's been cold here since last Tuesday night, almost a week now.
Most of the country is being hit by that cold front. Even L.A., I saw, was having some severe cold. Well, long story short, it makes a lot of us wonder, where's global warming when you need it? I wish I had Al Gore on speed dial with moments like this. Well, we have 10 climate myths busted. That's right, Mythbusters. 10 climate myths. Busted, not from Mythbuster, but our friend James Corbett. And we're going to break it down for our listeners in 60 seconds. Can you believe that, Steve?
Yeah, I don't know if 60 seconds is long enough, but let's give it a try.
We're going to get through all 10 climate myths busted in 60 seconds. All right, start your clocks now, folks, and boom, here we go.
The Corbett Report presents 10 climate myths busted in 60 seconds. The Earth is warming. On what timescale? This year was the hottest year ever. Was that before or after NASA and the NOAA altered the temperature record to make recent years warmer? 97% of scientists agree on global warming. You mean 97% of 77 scientists in an unscientific online poll? Sea levels are rising. Yes, at a rate of 7 centimeters per century. Hurricanes are increasing. U.S. landfalling hurricanes are at their lowest intensity in a century. But polar bears! The polar bear population has quintupled in 6 decades, and the USGS admits their numbers are near historic highs. ClimateGate was hype, and it's been debunked. The UK Information Commissioner found the ClimateGate scientists guilty of breaking the law by hiding data from the public. Models project a temperature increase of over 2 degrees this century. And these same models overestimated warming over the past 15 years by 400%. Weather is not climate. Actually, yes. And this is true when it's hot outside, too. Climate denial is a well-funded conspiracy. Actually, the real money is to be made in global warming alarmism. Any questions? Transcript, sources, and links for this video are available at CorbettReport.com.
Check it out. CorbettReport.com/climate-myths-debunked. How about that, Steve? Not bad,
that was good.
Eh?
That's a quick wrap-up. But probably
a quick wrap up. Say that 5 times fast.
Quick wrap up. 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 Hey,
you slowed down. All right, Steve. Let's take
a climate change.
Let's take a phone call. You wanna do so?
Yeah.
All right. We have Tom Lucavara on the line with us.
Cool.
Tom, how are you?
Hello, sir. How are you?
Just another day in paradise, man. How'd the show go for you this morning?
Amazing how this global warming is filling my shoes with slush.
Yeah.
Is it cold tech where you are?
Yeah, but you know, Al Gore is probably somewhere nice and warm. It's a shame it's not hell.
I don't know. Was he on the plane to South Africa? It seemed like everybody was on that plane.
Yeah, it's true. That is true. What do you guys think? I don't know if you guys have talked much about these constitutional sheriffs. Do you know much about these guys?
The Oath Keepers?
Yeah, well, the Oath Keepers, but I was actually referring to, like, Sheriff Mack and the constitutional sheriffs out there in the Midwest. They're really gaining a lot of lawful support. I think it's an amazing thing.
Yeah, you know, we've been talking about it for years now. I had aspirations to run for sheriff here locally myself.
Really?
They never came to fruition because of this, that, and the other thing. And then my next bright idea was to run for school board, even though I am going to homeschool my son and so on and so forth. But yeah, we've had Sheriff Mack on the show, and we've done quite a bit highlighting the role of the constitutional sheriff and how it is there as a buffer in our system of checks and balances. And ultimately, I find it to be a lot more fruitful to put our energy into the constitutional sheriff than it will ever be to put it into the presidential election or an election beyond that. So as far as politics concerned, you know, I don't do much politics, but as far as it's concerned, I think the constitutional sheriff is probably the only beacon of hope in that regard.
No, I'm glad to hear you say that. My father is he's now long retired, but he was a judge, and I learned an enormous amount from him. And I've told a couple people when I was just a boy, he had me on his lap. I'll never forget this day. He told me he had an arsenal, and he was talking about revolution with my brother, who was older, and they literally had a walk-in arsenal. This is years ago. They were not in that house anymore, but. He spoke of a treachery that occurred at the Civil War, right around the time of the Civil War, that our government was completely taken over from within. And this is all documented fact.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to hear more about that on the other side of the break. Tom, will you hold on?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool. We'll be right back. It's the Bob Tustin Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblock has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblock and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblock is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. What lies in your debt?
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
And I think Tom is still with us, and we're going to follow up on that story.
Right, sure. Yeah. So anyway, I was, I remember sitting on my dad's lap one day, and he had, had a false floor in this house, and, he moved it and asked me to climb in the crawl space, and he was handing down, bags of silver. When I came up, I sat in his, it was his library at the time, and he sat and told me that, he had gone to Dickinson University and that he had, graduated. He was a member of a fraternity, went on to, a Masonic order, which, I mean, it's a Masonic style order, Knights of Columbus. And I guess he got to the point in his career where he took the next step up, and they revealed basically to him that all of this was a sham, and it was an unconstitutional, illegal form of government. It was done by the threat of military force, and then who replaced Lincoln happened to be a general. Kind of convenient.
Right.
But,
were you talking about the Lieber Codes? Was this during the Civil War, the Lieber Codes, or was it after, you know, in the during the Reconstruction?
Lieber Codes, I believe, were part of it. The Reconstruction Act is definitely part of it. But most importantly, the 13th Amendment was disappeared, and the 14th Amendment was... it was a farce. It was never ratified properly, even if it had stood on its own. But many people have said on the floor of the House that's been memorialized that it was stricken with nullity. It was completely a sham. It basically installed a de facto government in front, like pulled a veil in front of the American people's eyes and called things the same. But every once in a while when you're in municipal court, and this is what my dad had known was a part of the abusive break of the process, is that when somebody in municipal court, which is a corporate court, just like the state court, the federal court, all the way up, it's infected, if it's not the sheriff's department and the prosecutor's office. Okay, so basically it's a commercial court over you. It's not the founders' intention. It's not what they envision, or at least it's not what they allegedly envisioned. Because they basically told us how it would be taken from us. I mean, they all but drew us out a coloring book. It really was that simple. And they said if you allowed the moneyed corporations and the banksters to take over, liberty would follow suit. And it's just everything makes sense. If you look at the 14th Amendment, all of the power that the federal government, right down to your local town, it's all derived from that. So if you take that, if you realize that for a minute, when you're standing in municipal court, every once in a while you'll hear a judge say in municipal court when somebody tries to say, well, is that constitutional? The judge every once in a while will make a mistake and say out loud, the Constitution doesn't apply here.
Right.
And it's very, people don't understand that you're standing in a commercial court. It is it's not the court our founders envisioned. It's a sham. It's a shell of a court. It's a money-making instrument by and for bankers to solidify, to reach out and basically unify all the way down into the smallest government from the federal level.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I don't know all the ramifications of it. Now, of course, the 14th Amendment is rather brief, but it's been misconstrued, but it's also been used to reincorporate the United States, making citizens wards of the state rather than citizens owners of the government. Yeah. And, you know, I've heard also, Tom, you know, Ralph Epperson, who Bob and I have had on the show many times, talked about this as well, that the judges, especially up above, when you get above municipals or you get into district and you get into U.S. districts and on up above that, they all know this. And I think that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
That's part of the problem. Part of the problem here, and this is what my father said. Once he realized that the sham was this big, when he really fully realized, because the way I took it, he was surprised by it at some level. Now, he went through law school. Why was he surprised by it? Well, the truth of the matter is, it also said the 13th Amendment was disappeared. No titles of nobility shall be made, period.
Now, I was here. That was the original 13th. The original 13th Amendment disappeared. Right, exactly. The one that was signed at the in 1865 abolished slavery. That's now called the 13th Amendment. But you're right. The original 13th Amendment is disappeared, and it's been gone.
You can't disappear an amendment like that lawfully. So, if you realize that fact right there, the 13th Amendment stands. Period. End of story. It's not up for debate. You can debate it if you want to, but there is no debate. The debate is over. That's my point. My father taught me I went to the best law school there was. I went to the law school with Dad. This man was brilliant. Nicholas A. Lacovary. He was a brilliant, he's a brilliant man, a big heartfelt man. He would help the community till it hurt him. He was a really good man. When he truly realized that this happened, I could see a change in him. And right after that, he turned to God, which sounds very familiar. Doesn't it sound kind of like our founders? At some point, they come to their life where a clarity happens, and they turn to God because they realize maybe that some of the people that had led them maybe weren't the people that they said they were.
Right. Exactly. I agree with that. I'm going to explore this because I want to know all the details because, as I said, we've had a lot of accounts of the same story, but they're... It's not quite lined up in my mind, and that's, I'm not discrediting you, your ability to
check this out. Check this out. I'll prove it to you, right? Go to my site, right? It's resurrecttherepublic.com. Okay? Click on my links tab, and you'll see Dirty Uncle Sam. Go to that site. Look at the documentation is on the site. It's completely laid out in steps. In short form and in long form for whatever you have time, length of time that you have. There's all kinds of links with the wealth of information there, documented proof. And one further, we have original 1800s printed books with the original amendments in them before they were disappeared unlawfully.
Wow.
So, irrefutable proof, checkmate. Now, the only thing is that they sit there and their argument is, nah, that's their argument. They stick their fingers in their ears and they kind of do the nah-nahs like a little kid does. They pretend that this isn't reality. So, reality is perception. They have the media in their pocket and the media never talked about this stuff. We are the media now. We must be. It is our basically our responsibility, I feel, as Americans. At this point, to risk the DHS coming and dragging you out in the middle of the night, because you know what? I'm not going to shut up. This is the facts. These are just the way my father taught me to research was very specific. You lead it. You follow your lead straight down. You never relent until you find it. This is it. This is really it. You guys need to check us out. It's the resurrectrepublic.com. Go to the links tab. Dirty Uncle Sam. Have at it, and there's even some money there if anybody can refute what we have to say.
All right. Tom, good to hear from you. Best of luck with the new show, and definitely stay in touch, brother.
Your show.
All right, thanks, man. We'll be back in just a second. Stand by.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Edition of the Grope Report, a little segment we like to do about the happenings of that pesky agency known as the TSA.
I wanna grope you, so I apply to be a TSA, baby. I hope you walk through my naked body skin, and I'm taking off the gloves.
Well, Steve, I don't have one, no, not two, but three TSA-related stories for you today.
All right.
All right, keep your pants on and your shoes. Here we go, Steve.
Hat. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
TSA agents are turning on the charm for this holiday season. Isn't that nice? The TSA offered Sue Speck an early Christmas present when she checked in for a recent flight from Columbus to L.A. A coveted pre-check designation on her boarding pass, which allowed her to avoid removing her shoes, taking out her laptop, and most important, get around the agency's dreaded full-body scanners when she was screened. Now, obviously, folks, you know you can opt out, that you don't have to subject yourself to these pesky scanners, but Speck says this was easy. She's a sales administrative assistant who lives in Columbus. There was no line. So easy that she found herself wishing for pre-check privileges on her next flight, even though she didn't belong to the exclusive program. Actually, my dad flies a lot, and he's a member of the pre-check program. Well, more stories of heartwarming customer service at the latex-gloved hands of the TSA seem to be common during the holiday travel season. The agency, assigned to protect America's transportation system, is inviting passengers to experience its faster, more civil pre-check lines, even those who haven't paid for a membership. It's turning airport screening into hotel lobbies, featuring mood lighting and designer furniture and artwork. Its agents seem to be on their best behavior. Steve-O, we're not going to grope you. It's the holiday season. Step right up, sir. You're free to travel. Doesn't that sound nice?
Yeah, they can be so nice sometimes and so nasty some other times. But I guess that just...
How about when they confiscate your sock monkey's pistol?
Ah, yeah, your sock monkey pistol.
Talk about the anti-gunners mixed with the TSAers, which I guess are one and the same after the big TSA shooting not too long ago. Well, listen to this. Here we go. We go from that nice, feel-good story, which we know is a bunch of malarkey, to, well, this story.
This
TSA agent confiscates sock monkey's pistol.
Oh, no.
Rooster Monkburn. You know Rooster Monkburn, the cowboy sock monkey? Well,
yeah.
He is without his pistol, gosh darn it. Thanks to a diligent TSA agent in St. Louis. Phyllis May of Redmond. She says that she is appalled and shocked and embarrassed all at the same time when this incident happened to her earlier this month. May has a small business selling unique sock monkey dolls. She says that her and her husband were on their way from St. Louis to SeaTac, and she had a couple of monkeys and sewing supplies with her in a carry-on bag. His pistol was in there, she says, the sock monkey. Rooster Monkburn, his name, a take on the John Wayne character Rooster Cogburn from the film The Gift, or True Grit. Thank you, Steve. May and her husband were going through the screening process when she noticed that one of her bags was missing. Oh, no. And the TSA agent held it up and said, "Whose is this?" She said, "I realized, oh, my, it's my bag." May said the TSA went through the bag, through the sewing supplies, and found the 2-inch pistol.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun. She said, "This is a gun," said May. I said, "No, it's a gun. It's a prop for my monkey, my sock monkey." She said, that's the TSA agent, said, "If I held it up to your neck, you wouldn't know if it was real or not." And I said, "Really?" The TSA agent told May she would have to confiscate the tiny gun and was supposed to call the police. I said, "Well, go ahead," said May. And I really said, "Really? You're kidding me, right?" And she said, "No, it looks like a gun." She took my monkey's gun. Rooster Monkburn has been disarmed, so I'm sure everyone on the plane was safe. I understand she was doing her job, but at some point, does common sense prevail, she says. In the end, the agent did not call police, and May did get her other sewing supplies back. On Monday, the TSA issued a statement saying, "TSA officers are dedicated to keeping the nation's transportation security system safe and secure for the traveling public. Under longstanding aircraft security policy and out of an abundance of caution, realistic replicas of firearms are prohibited in carry-on bags."
Oh, for goodness. So this one was how long? 2 inches, you said?
2 inches.
2 inches. Well, as John Wayne would say, "Little sister, this is a real story of true," word that rhymes with grit.
Okay. True Grit. Hey, Steve?
Yes, sir.
The TSA, not too long ago, allowed knives larger than 2 inches, didn't they?
I think so, yeah. I mean, they might have a little Tarzan doll or something like that with a knife. You know, I mean, it's pretty absurd because they have to justify their importance to themselves. I mean, this is more like them trying to convince themselves they're important than it is the American public, which have very little respect and growing the littler and littler every day. Let's say shrinking. They're, the respect for the TSA among the American, yeah, to 2 inches, to a 2-inch gun. You know, this is the kind of nonsense that we employ, what I would call just drones, drone human beings. You know what I mean? Are these people right. are, who would want to work for the TSA? You know what I mean? You have to wonder.
On a power trip who needs a job and whatnot. Anyways, Steve, I got one more story.
One more story. Oh, no. Yeah. Okay.
I want to get to it. So here we go. You ready? So we got the TSA turning on the holiday charm. We got them confiscating guns from sock puppet monkeys. And last but not least, how big do you think the TSA piggy bank is, Steve? That's right. The TSA has a piggy bank where they collect all sorts of spare change. Where does the money go and how much money is there? Well, according to a recent report, the TSA has collected. Steve, you want to take a quick guess how much money they've collected in loose change?
$875,000, something like
$531,000.
That's still a cool half a million, yeah.
Yeah, nice half a mil for loose change. Yeah. Where does the change go?
Toys for TSA tots.
They got an act for it. It's called the TSA Loose Change Act. They have the authority to retain and spend without annual appropriation unclaimed money left at security checkpoints by air passengers for activities related to aviation security. They collected $500,000 in 2012. In 2011, they collected $488,000. And in 2010, they had $409,000. Well, the agency's only spent supposedly $6,000 of that by the end of the year. A new House resolution, however, aims to reappropriate the funds and amend current law to require TSA to transfer unclaimed funds to nonprofit organizations that provide certain travel-related assistance to military personnel and their families. Another provision outlined by the new bill establishes that only nonprofit organizations that provide places of rest and recuperation at airports for members of the armed forces and their families, and establishes a request for proposals, processes to select such organizations are eligible to receive the collected amounts. Folks, there you go, folks. A look at the wonderful world of the TSA.
Interesting.
I wanna grope you. So I applied to be a TSA, baby, I hope you walk through my naked body scan, and I'm taking off the gloves.
All right, folks, I'm going to take a quick break, reset our focus, and come back.
The Bob Justin Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
www.thepublicbroadcasting.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
All right, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines for the remainder of the show tonight. We got the end of this hour and the entire hour next hour. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the toll-free number to join us. Get out your crayon, write that number down, and we would love to hear from you on anything, anything that you like. It's an open phone line platform for you on the Bob Tuscan Show. Imagine if I spoke like that for the rest of the show. How annoying would that be? Really annoying.
Not too annoying.
I'm already annoyed.
Well, hey, we've had a pretty good show tonight, you know.
And, we have.
I'm really interested, I know we're going to get to a story on those California sheriffs, and I did want to put in one more plug for Tom LaCovera. And he's got a show that's coming on, he's on TBN, or TBN. He's on RBN, I guess it's 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time here, Bob? Tom LaCovera.
His
website is resurrectrepublic.com. I'm going to read that and follow
Steve's
up on that.
Steve's the nice guy. Steve's the one who plugs everyone, thanks our producer. I'm the guy who just kind of I don't know. Call me a curmudgeon. Call Steve a saint.
Hey, well, we play good cop, bad cop on the Bob Tuscan show. So,
hey, speaking about good cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
You know this guy Mayor Bloomberg? Ever hear of him?
Bad cop, yeah.
Yeah, definitely a bad cop. Well, he is supposedly, according to a article from Politiker, Bloomberg is going to force flu vaccines on all of the children of New York City. Or at least that's what he hopes to do. Autism advocates are set to protest tomorrow against Bloomberg's office. On Wednesday, with just 3 weeks to go until he leaves office, Bloomberg's controversial Board of Health is set to vote on new rules that would force children as young as 6 months old to be immunized each year before December 31st if they attend licensed daycare or preschool programs. Young children have a high risk of developing severe complications from influenza. One-third of children under five in New York City do not receive an annual influenza vaccination, even though the vaccine safety and efficacy. How
you
many
know,
did this work, Steve?
Efficacy. Well, what I was going to say, though, Bob, you know, connecting kind of what Tom was talking about earlier in the TSA, all these stories, I mean, they're running the nation like a corporation, not like a lawful government, but like a corporation would run itself. Everything is done for corporate convenience, corporate ease, and corporate mandate, and corporate rules and regulations. I mean, this is the way these people think. It's a business to them. The United States is a business enterprise. It's not a government that's founded on the Constitution with a Bill of Rights. And I think that's what he was getting at. And I'm trying to tie all this together, but you see where I'm going with it. It's not like these people who are in the legal profession or these judges. None of these people are operating under real rule of law. They're operating under corporate law. And that's, I think, what Tom was trying to get across. And does that seem to ring a bell? Does that seem to connect with all of these misgivings?
Makes sense.
Yeah. And maybe that's the case. Maybe that's what we need to look at and say, well, how do we get off the law? You remember Ralph Epperson was telling this when he was on a show a long time ago. We interviewed him. Others have talked about when you get up to a certain level in the government, you learn this, and this is why you begin to function this way. And we think that they're mentally deficient or something because it seems like they're doing things that are so against the law. You know, look at Obama's dictatorial orders. Look at the things he's doing. But this is not the way they operate. They don't operate under the same law. We're under the illusion we have a constitutional government. They operate under a corporate leadership, a corporate head, a totally different system. And I don't know how far and how deep this goes or how this must be exposed and what needs to be brought out about all this, but maybe that's really part of the key to our own understanding of what has gone wrong in the United States of America is the key principles upon which this system operates.
Well, Steve,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of debate about that. A lot.
There certainly is. Yes.
In other news, if I may.
In other news. Yeah.
New document shows how power moved to Wall Street via the New York Fed.
Mm-hmm.
Federal Reserve will celebrate its 100th anniversary on December 23rd.
Yeah, hard to believe.
Are you going to be celebrating?
Not the Federal Reserve, I can tell you that. But again, here's
I have a question.
The same sort of thing. Yeah, uh-huh. Go ahead.
Is there not a 100-year charter that's going to be up on that day?
There should be. You know, we don't know about the secret charters of this corporation anymore, do we? I mean, it was an illegal charter to begin with to pass the Federal Reserve Act. It's unconstitutional. It says Congress shall have the right to issue coinage and establish the value of weights and balances and money. It has nothing to do with a group of private bankers. We've been fighting these guys from the very beginning of this country. And, you know, you're absolutely right when you point out, Bob, that this fiasco, this creature from Jekyll Island, as G. Ward Griffin talks about it, has been around for 100 years now, and we have to ask the question, when is their charter due, and when is it up, and when do we hold them accountable?
It's supposedly up in 100 years, which would be on the 23rd. If a caller knows about this, I'd love to hear from them, because this is something that I've been trying to get to the bottom of and have yet to do so. Maybe if I do a quick search. Hold on here. Let's see if that comes up with anything. 100 year charter. What does it say? Bill Still. Got a video from him.
Ah, cool.
Look at this. Yahoo Answers. What happens when the Federal Reserve Charter expires on Christmas Eve in 2013? There's a couple answers here. Let's see if any of these look noteworthy. It will be debated, then passed. There are enough congressmen that openly question the Federal Reserve. They'll try to make headlines. It will be signed in secret, somebody says. Actually, that's Barney Frank who says that. Interesting.
Yeah, amazing person.
And
criminal.
Here's another. Here's another person who answers nothing, because no such 100-year limit time exists. Of course, if people would read the law instead of conspiracy theory websites, they would know this. Reality: those who of you who think there is a 100-year charter should join it. So I guess this person's saying there's not a 100-year charter. I don't know.
Well, there's a
maybe
variety
it's
of
conspiracy theory.
Well, the whole point is that the charter could be revoked at any point by Congress. That was it initially the plan, that they passed it only upon the conditions that it was at any time revocable. And this is the real question as to why it never has been. Why have we gotten this far? It should have been revoked years and years ago. But obviously, since the TARP bankster bailouts began with George W. Bush, you know, right after Ron Paul dropped out of the, you know, he dropped out of the race before the Republican convention, and right as soon as Ron Paul left, Mr. Bush stepped out on national television with the look of a guilty school kid on his face and said, "We need $700 billion, we're taking it, good night!" And he walked off. I mean, that's what he did. That started the whole thing. I mean, we talk about the stimulus packages, you know, QE 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, ad, you know, infinitum with Obama. But the reality is, I mean, this thing has been going on. The ripoff has been taking place all through the Bush administration. It really initiated with the TARP deal with the $700 billion. We just needed a big number. We didn't know exactly how much we needed, so we just said, how about $700 billion? You know, almost $1 trillion. And it's been going on since. But the point is simply that, you know, Congress should have put their foot down then. But they didn't. And they haven't all along. And so I don't know if there's a charter that expires. Maybe we'll have to, you know, spin the bottle in the Skull and Bones main courtyard or the, you know, the inner chambers there to figure out whether it does or not. It may, as far as they're concerned. But they will tell us that it doesn't. They will tell us it was passed without, it was renewed without question or, you know, by unanimous vote or something like that, Bob. You know, but, you know, what do we know? We never know anything about this, except we do know this, that Congress has been negligent and derelict all along. They should have taken them down years ago.
All right, Steve, we got an hour to go. Open phone lines, 800-313-9443. Join us troll-free. In hour number 3 of the Bob Tuscan Show, 800-313-9443.
With financial